I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay is on the path to host the nation's 31st NER. What's that? It stands for National Estuarine Research Reserve that brings with it federal dollars to protect and study estuaries and adjacent wetlands. Most are located on the east and west coasts. Green Bay holds the distinction of being the world's largest freshwater estuary. The NER brings together NOAA and local partners to designate one or more natural areas within the estuary and construct what most people who've heard about the NER are excited about, a visitor and education center. Sturgeon Bay is just one of the communities promoting itself as the right choice.
That's not what we're dealing with today.
That's Matt Dornbusch, Dean of UW-Green Bay's Business School and NER committee member.
The sort of heart of the NER system is these natural areas, right? And all the programming and so forth builds out around that.
Nine natural areas are being considered, from islands off Door County, Green Bay's southwest shore, to the Peshtigo River and Marinette.
Once we are complete with this step, then we'll work with NOAA to determine the location of the built infrastructure. And I know that's what a lot of folks are primarily interested in, because it's something that's easier to imagine certainly the economic development multipliers that would come from that visitor center. So trust me, I get it.
Emily Tyner, who's coordinating the process from the Green Bay end, told the Tuesday webinar attendees she expects the reserve to be up and running in 2025.
With programs and personnel, we may not have built infrastructure by then. We might have a site selected, but not a building up, but we can still be up and running.
Tyner says personally, she's excited about the resulting hands-on and experiential learning, starting with kindergarten students.
Experiences with nature and being able to use and see the value of the water. As for graduate students, I think it will be a real seamless integration into our water science program already. There's also the fellowship where it provides funding for graduate students to conduct research at the reserve, and that's available for students all over the country that could come to our reserve.
Tyner says public feedback is critical. Another webinar is being held Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Next week, people interested in more of an in-depth discussion can tune into an online Q&A conversation. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.